Well, hi there.
I'm not going to do video.
I don't have any lights on in the room.
Briefly, always, the aim is awareness. Most of you have had the time to read this, so there's no need to repeat the whole thing. And importantly, the second bullet is that if one wants to, quote unquote, be a good meditator, be able to meditate, anything along that line, if that's actually the motivation as to why you're doing this, or you have an application on your phone or whatever to for meditation, then excuse me, please understand that it will only work if you're doing the off the cushion end of the practice. And that has been explained many times because off the cushion is the majority, the vast majority of the 24 hours a day in which we are, living our life. Whatever time amount of time we're on the cushion is minuscule unless you're meditating a lot on the cushion. It's just not in comparison. So we have to do off the cushion the application of whatever is the technique or method or reminder or kind of focus. And then the on the cushion time will benefit thereby. We will all actually make our on the cushion time be the beneficiary of our bringing that technique off the cushion, which is where we're walking and living and eating and, having our emotions and so forth through the day. And then, again, briefly, because everyone can read, we are in a cycle that I'm calling no mind. We have to get there, right? I mean, our mind, you cannot turn it off. No one can turn off cognition. No matter where you are in the path, no matter how high, how sublime, how realized, what changes is the quality of that mind. What changes is the type of activity of that mind. What changes is how serene or tranquil and or how restless, reactive, including projections, assumptions, and so forth, being, emotional components are reactions. They're actually part of the restlessness. So we can't just, oh, no mind, everybody, just okay, there you are. I mean, maybe you can. I don't want to. That would be an assumption on my part. I'm sorry. So it's about how do we get there? How do we get from here to there? Well, first off, no matter what something is, even the taste of a strawberry, it has to be realized personally. And anyone who has had everything from, a new taste, being introduced to a new cuisine, birthing a child, being pregnant with a child, raising children, right? I mean, very common things. You broke a bone, you got sick, you had COVID, now you have a diagnosis of such and such a malady, a disease. And I mean, everything. You fell in love, you fell out of love, right? You went for your first kayak trip, right? You went for your first swim. It all has to be realized personally. Because whatever somebody else says about any of those things, right, any experience will be their experience of it. There might be congruency among people, but it's going to be unique. So everything about the path, everything about anything that we are doing and have been doing for quite some time, it's our personal journey. I can offer suggestions. You can get suggestions from any other source as well, and I know many of you do, and that's wonderful. It means you're exploring, it means you're interested. But it has to be realized personally. How do we do that? We're back to the first page. Off the cushion, so that we become ever more aware of ever more. And that will always start with the very coarse, with the very blatant, with the very obvious, including the sound of the birds and the sound of the heater coming on or the air conditioner in the summer, the sound of the refrigerator in the kitchen when you're in a different room. It'll be the very obvious. It has to stop there. It has to stop there. Because that's the stuff we usually are completely unaware of, including, thoughts, projections, assumptions, blah, but those are personal recognitions, personal realizations, using the term realization, not in its fancy way. Then if we look at the image on the screen, and this is Mount Blanca, which I can see from my house. Right now it does not have snow. This is from last year. But we have kind of like three layers here, right? There's a road in the prairie, and the house over there, kind of, and a little to the left on the bottom there. Blanca's a 14,000 foot mountain. Then you have all of Mount Blanca. So, and I live at 7,800 feet. So, what you see there is the top mile or so. So, you have all of Mount Blanca, and then you have the sky. And even with the sky, you can see, it has different shades of blue. Right, according to the height, according to the purity, foreground, background, figure ground. So we could be inside ourselves doing figure ground like we've been doing, and it'd be again the really, really obvious thing that is close at hand that we, is kind of our ground state. That includes an itch, a pain. Again, something tranquil, serene, beautiful, joy, gratitude, wishing goodness for others. That's what's right now. That's really tangible. That's like the road, right? And then it could get, a little more refined, kind of up in altitude. That's like Blanca. It's still tangible, tactile. It's a phenomenally based, subject to object based. Not a problem. Excellent, excellent. At some point, we all will experience, and it could be Today, maybe today. One day, maybe today. That sky-like quality. And many of us have already in our morning meditations. There is a blankness, there is an emptiness, there is this pristine, clear, spacious expanse. And there's everything else. Okay? So we smile, wiggle a little, change it up. And slowly, slowly settle from wiggling. Now the wiggle was forefront. And whether your eyes are open or your eyes are closed, there is the immediacy of what's moving around in the mind? What is the phenomena, the variety of phenomena that are forefront, quite obvious in your body, in the space around you, in breathing. And at the same time, a settling is happening. We can feel our butt, we can feel our posture, we can feel our intention. And those are all causes, and they condition the result, and the result is, oh, a settling, presence. And the focus starts to get more inner. And so the qualities, the textures, the ambiance, more subtle of our inner experience starts to be forefront. Our body is still on the cushion, and we can feel that. The temperature in the room is still there. We can feel that. But it starts to fade because quality, inner quality, becomes more directly perceivable, experienced. And so, without looking for anything, we be in a contemplative, open, tranquil way with our own inner experience. Not looking for anything. And yet completely aware, cognizant. And that will develop into ever more subtle being present as well, because it already is. We breathe in, we breathe out, we meditate. For some of you, just let your mind settle as if it were the center of its own mandala. Just be centered, unpointed. Everything else is there, yes, but you're jumping around too much. We take a long, slow, deep breath, knowing that we are breathing with all of the world, every single being, human and every other kind of creature. And if we experience any serenity or positive, beneficial experience in the last 15 minutes, it is shared and we wish it for all beings. And we wish that all suffering cease. All hostility cease. All craving and self-importance, that it cease in me, in all beings, in all situations. And we can wish that because we've experienced peace inside ourselves. We've experienced it's there. Well, all beings are equal to myself. If it's in each of us, it's in all beings. So we can wish that with confidence. Because we've personally experienced it. Oh. This technique is taken off the cushion by the each simple reminder to ourselves that if we take a breath, we pause. That is the gap. That is the spaciousness. As an emotion arises, as a craving arises, as a judgment arises, as an ache or a pain, as a joy, as a bliss, as an appreciation and gratitude arises, we pause. Breathe. There will be a gap. There will be the spaciousness, even if it's a nanosecond long. And if it's a positive, joyous experience that we are pausing with, gratitude, appreciation, love, it will increase. And if it is a troublesome something, it will momentarily decrease. The only road, at least momentarily, take it off the cushion, please, into your day. Love you all. Create your day.